Welcome back to this ghostly edition of On the Town. I'm Michael Riedel of the New York Post. It's a Halloween theme show, and I love haunted spots. And New York is full of ghosts and ghouls and scary places, especially where I live in Greenwich Village. Now, you can take a tour of the village led by Professor Mortimer of Haunted Manhattan. And Professor Mortimer joins me on the line now. Welcome to the ghostly edition of On the Town, Professor.
Good morning, Mr. Riedel. Well, it seems that this is the appropriate addition for me to join you today.
Ah, yes, indeed. Now, I'm curious about this. I think one of the reasons that the area around Washington Park, not far from where I live, is haunted because I've heard that, is there a burial ground there with something like 10,000 bodies somewhere in Greenwich Village?
Close. Estimates range up to about 20,000.
Still under the actually park in Washington Square Park. It was once a potter's field, and so the indigents and the ne'er-do-wells of the village or the city in general were actually buried right there under what is now a lovely park frequented by dog walkers and NYU students.
So these were anonymous bodies, just sort of people just dumped there. And the bodies are still there. If I were to take a shovel, not that I'm going to do this, but let's say I were to take a shovel to Washington Square Park and start digging around, would I come across wooden boxes with bones in them?
Not wooden boxes. You would maybe just come across pieces of skulls and bones. Eventually, you'd have to get down a little bit further from where we are walking today, but there have been instances where some workers in the park have come across various remains. You wouldn't find necessarily containers, however, though last year there was some work being done on the northeast corner of the park, I believe, but they came across a couple of stone enclosures. It seems that someone had tried to give something of a proper burial, at least to about a dozen or so bodies at that corner of the park.
Now, with all of those sad, forgotten bones there, does this mean that New York University is haunted? Are the students complain of things in dorm rooms, things that go bump in the night while they're studying for their exams?
There actually are a couple of haunted buildings at New York University. I have heard that Brittany Hall is haunted, one of the student dormitories up at 10th Street and Broadway. NYU also occupies the former site of the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory. If that name sounds familiar, you might remember the story of the tragic fire that took place there in 1911. Students have reported some strange things there, including the smell of smoke.
Now, tell us about that fire for those who don't know about it.
Well, in 1911, sadly, there was a tragic accident where a fire broke out on the 8th floor and spread rather quickly through, of course, a garment factory full of fabric and oil for a ton of machines. And unfortunately, the building was not prepared for fire. Many people found themselves locked in to that factory. They could not get to an exit, and 146 people lost their lives. It was the largest industrial disaster in the United States until the time. And so some people claim that some spirits from that fire still remain in the building. There have been reports of a banshee seen on certain floors. Oof. And some people see some very strange shadows around the building sometimes late at night.
Now, how about Aaron Burr, who famously killed Alexander Hamilton? He lived in the village. Any sightings of Aaron Burr at all?
At another NYU building.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I went to Columbia. NYU sounds like a house of horrors, for heaven's sakes.
Well, it's more like NYU took over all of the locations, haunted or not, is probably what happened.
Right.
But outside of the D'Agostino Residence Hall at the corner of McDougal and West 3rd Street, Mr. Burr has been sighted in a horse-drawn carriage.
Interesting. Any Alexander Hamilton ghosts floating around? Because, you know, he did die in the West Village. There's a plaque on a house, I believe it's on either Jane or 10th Street or Charles Street.
Sounds familiar. That's actually not the professor's territory. Mm. However, my friend the concierge does indeed tell a story about not only Mr. Hamilton, but I believe the doctor who treated him at the end of his life. So you would have to take our West Village tour to learn a little bit more about the history there.
And the doctor haunts the West Village. What is, of all of the places that you take people to in the village, in Greenwich Village. Which, to your mind, is the spookiest or the scariest, the one that still chills your blood after all these years of poking around the village?
Without a doubt, the location that is commonly referred to as the House of Death. I've heard that the most haunted place in New York is commonly called the Merchant House Museum in the East Village, but that's just haunted by one old spinster. This location is apparently the site of multiple deaths throughout the 20th century.
Where is it? Where is this place?
At 14 West 10th Street.
Ooh.
Now, it is a former home of Mr. Samuel Clemens. You might know him better by his pen name, Mr. Mark Twain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Twain apparently haunts the building, but the other spirits that haunt it are not as benign as Mr. Twain, unfortunately.
Yes, I mean, if I ran into Mark Twain, I don't think I'd be too scared because he'd probably have a gag line or a joke or something like that. In fact, I'd love to meet the ghost of Mark Twain.
You know what? One old lady claimed that she walked into her apartment, saw him standing there, and started shouting at him, thinking he was a living intruder. And then he just slowly turned to her and said, "My name is Clemens. I have some unfinished business in this house," and then disappeared on her. So most people would just see him walking around in his trademark clean white linen suit before he would just disappear. But this home, 14 West 10th Street, after Mr. Twain lived there, in the late 1980s, it was the home of Joel Steinberg.
Oh.
Local listeners here in New York might recognize that name as for the very dastardly deed that took place in the late 1980s.
Yes, well, he was terrible to that adopted child of his. I believe, did she die in that building?
She did indeed.
Ooh.
And it is at that location that's where that happened. And, you know, he tried to claim, as some other people have in the past, that some sort of dark force in the house made him do this. Now, I have not heard any stories since Mr. Steinberg moved out of the building and this tragedy occurred. So hopefully those spirits have been exorcised, but I haven't spoken to anyone who lives there. So I'm curious to know if they've had any experiences in their residence at the building.
Yes, well, I've walked by that building, and it is a spooky old 19th century building. And I mean,
I like to tell people on my tour that if I put you at the corner of Fifth Avenue at 10th Street, pointed you towards 6th, and said, "Look around at these buildings. Pick which one you think is the most haunted," I could almost guarantee every single person, unprompted, would look and pick out 14 West End.
Ooh, all right. Well, if you're passing through that neighborhood this weekend, the Halloween weekend, I hope that luck will be on your side and you will see the ghost of Mark Twain and not some other more chilling specter. All right.
Hopefully you'll see them and they won't follow you home.
Now I'm creeped out. All right. Dr. Mortimer, the professor who guides you through the haunted places in Greenwich Village, you can get in touch with him at hauntedmanhattan.com to arrange your Halloween tour of this scary neighborhood. Professor Mortimer, thank you very much for being my guest here on The Town.
Thank you, Mr. Riedel, and I hope we'll see you on Around the Village very soon.
All right. Well, I will be back, in fact, next week in person, not a ghostly apparition, here on the Town, 9 to 10 a.m. 970. This is Michael Riedel of the New York Post wishing you a happy Halloween.